Chav Ches and Bava Basra Beis Kislev Heitov Shin Mem, November 22nd, 1979, on Thursday.
Because the Raya of Shtores is the Raya of Eidim. And Raya of Eidim, our Bedin has to be a conclusive bill. If there is a possibility that it's not so, that it was paid, that the debt was paid, even though the Shtar was not surrendered, so the Mele, it cannot be considered as a Raya of Eidim. So this is what he says, that the reason is why Shtor, Yodim, my boy, Shtob Yodem, my boy, is not a Raisa Shtar, and only Choches Dodis, not because Piroyim takes place much later than the execute, than the Chesimus Eid. The Gerishin also takes place later than the Chesimus Eid in Mandigev. And the Alboyev might also take place later. But, Ligami these things, so it's a conclusive proof. Masheinke, Ligami, Ligami Piroyim, so the fact that the Malbe did not surrender the Shtar to the Leibe is not conclusive proof. If it's not conclusive proof, and it is a Raya, but a Raya Seidim it isn't. In order to be considered a Raya Shtar, it must be conclusive. And here, on account of that possibility, or that the Malbe might have retained the Shtar as security for the payment of the Sefer's fee, so Mimele, it cannot be considered a Chochet Ashtar, and it's only a Chochet Zodis. So Mimele, there is no Kashi. So the Riba Motras Kashi is answered. What was the Riba Motras Kashi? How can the Gemara have any Sveikis as to whether the Chochet of Migi is stronger than the Chochet of Chazok in Pnei Abisar's Mane, or the Chochet of Chazok in Pnei Abisar's Mane is stronger than the strong the Chochet of Migi? Obviously, the Rebbe Avraham has said, the Chochet of Chazok in Pnei Abisar's Mane is much stronger than the Chochet of Migi. Because the Chazok of the Abisar's Mane, Chazok in Pnei Abisar's Mane, so is so strong that one could collect Sir's Mane without the Shibur. Mashein came the Chochet of Shov Yod my boy, so he couldn't collect without the Shvi. The Malbe couldn't collect when he's saying without the Shvi. And we know Migim Mokimedim, Loyablino. So the Ribab of Mordechai assumed in his Kashi that Shov Yod my boy is a Chocher of Eidim. And still, and the Chocher, and Migim is not stronger than the Chocher of Eidim. And Migim is not stronger than the Chocher of Eidim. So how could Migim, so the Kashi of the Ribab was, how could Migim be stronger than that which is stronger? But now that he says no, Shtor Yod my boy is not the Chochet of Eidim. So true. Chazok in the Bnei Abisar's Mane is stronger than the Chochet of Shtor Yod my boy. But how do we know that it is stronger than Migi? That we don't know. Anyway, so we see one thing. That there is a machlekes between the Ribar and Mordechai. There is a machlekes between the Ribar and Mordechai and the Rib as to whether Shtor Yod my boy is an extraneous Choche. According to the Rib, it's an extraneous Choche. It's not a Choche Sashtar. And according to the Ribar and Mordechai, it is a Choche Sashtar. All right. So that's why the Ribar and Mordechai is the Kashi. Now, what would be the teretz? What would be the teretz on the Riba Ravot Cheskashi? According to the Hanoche of the Riba Ravot, of course, the his teretz is that the Hanoche of the Riba Ravot is not a true Hanoche. But the Arishenim will agree with this Hanoche. Not only the Riba Ravot, it seems that the Rambam mentions both days. Now, the Gemara Dafim Aleph in Shuas, we discussed it last time, says that when the Malve produces Ishtar against the Leve, so true there is the Chochav Shtar of Yom Ha'Poye, that it wasn't paid, but the Leve has a schus, a right, to impose upon Malve Ishtar in the Leve Pratich. The Malve, the Leve can say, until you swear in Bezd that you didn't get paid, I'm not going to pay. He has to demand Ishtar in the Leve Pratich. So the Rambam mentioned this halacha. In Perek Yudalet Milchas Malo Veliv, halacha beis, hatevei es chavei oli porei, vitoan alei meshepor ashtar ze, shepor ashtar ze, oi miktsose, ubal ashtar eim alei porat akum, eim rim leishalei, toan alei vevoma, yishbali, shaloi porati, vishtalu chaticho, vihiteo, mashbi meisim in kidas chetetz, shaloi porei klum, oi shaloi porei, elo kach vikach, varakach yitei. Vim hoyo hamal betalmud chochem and iskopit shos. That's what the Gemara says. Hoy tziolo, halochayim. Hey tziolo, shtar mikuyim. Vali veteyen vei meyer shtar mizuyim. Umeilom lekosavti shtar ze. Oy shetoan, shechiv ze ribisu. Oy abak ribis. Oy shetoan, shehu shtar amonim. Oy shoma kosafti liu visu visi kolei shaldovo tein taino shi moito balashta o yashta botel va mau veime bistore veime she ze shekatei veime ali ve yish bali ve yitei hari ze machlik ez bin agen yish mi shehere she chayu balashta la shbia kei shoteo ki mi sheto an lo shepoet ve rabbi sayo so ve migash שלא יש בה המלווה אלו עם תון או לבלי ושפורי בלבד שהרי הנה בשטר ופירויים להם אבל קוראי לה הטיינס לא יקוראי מנו לבטי לשטר מקויים אלו ישלה ורקח ייתן על המלווה כמו שיוצא שיהיה די ירז עלי ועם כופה יש בהסס ולא זה די תנאי So there is a machlikas again and in other words so the halachi is if the Malve produces a shtar mikuyim, we are talking here of a shtar mikuyim against the Leve, and the Leve says ishtar b'lidlo praticho, so then that's Gemara Mefreshes, so the Malve cannot collect unless he swears. Suppose the Leve says the Malve produces a shtar mikuyim against the Leve, and the Leve says this shtar was forged by you, so the Malve says to him, are you crazy? It's forged. It was Niskayim by Eidim. Two Eidim recognized the genuineness of the signature. So he says, all right, you want to collect? Only if you take Ishwi that you didn't forge the Shtar. So there is a machlikas again. There are some Eidim who say that just the Leve has a right to impose upon the Malve that he has to swear that the debt was not paid, even though there is a chocher of shtar beyond my boy, it wasn't paid. So he still has to swear, so too the Leve can impose upon the Malve a shvuye that he has to swear that he didn't forge the shtar. It's a shtar mikuye. He still can impose upon it. And some ginim say no. Many ginim say no. The Leve can only impose upon the Malve a shvuye that the debt wasn't paid. Because when he says that the debt was paid, he is not negating the shtar itself. He just says it's paid. Every debt that has a shtar and is paid. So it's paid. So does that mean it negates the shtar? Every debt is aimed to be paid. So by being clear that the debt was paid, he does not negate the shtar. Masha'imke, if the lady says to the malve, I say that this shtar was forged, so in effect he's stating that the shtar is no shtar. So he's lav baroche, he doesn't have the right to impose upon the malve that he should swear that the shtar is a shtar. After all, lady machsum lashtam lashkach nisim ibezni. So his taine is against the rayas hashtar. So the lady cannot impose a shvui upon the malve if the taine whereby he tries to impose a shvui upon the malve is contrary to the rayas hashtar. So how about, so the question is, what analogy does some game make between ishtabli praticho and ishtabli telav mizuyim? Bishleim ishtabli praticho, so he doesn't negate the shtar, so there is no rayas hashtar, neged the taine of the lady. But here, there is a rayas hashtar, neged the taine of the lady, ishtabli kuyim, he makes super hashtar. So that means it has been established through the Biru of Vedas that the shtar is a genuine shtar. That's what Kiyum means. The answer is, those Kiyum who say, who equate ishtabli lav mizuyim with ishtabli praticho, they hold that every shtar of Yodamaypuri is a raisa shtar. And still the Gemara says that the Levi can impose upon the Malve Yishuyah of the praticho. So that means that the Levi, Biteras Baldovo, has the keach to betail a time that negates the rayas hashtar and impose a shvue upon the malve to contradict him. So the mele, he can impose upon the malve that he should take a shvue that it's not mizuyah. And the other gaining, and the remigash, the rabbis of the Rambam, who say there is a distinction. So he says, sha'arehede mishtav rabbis ha'ele, שלויש באמרתי אלו אם תוען אלו מלאים שפורים לבד שערהי למשטר ופירוי מהם. So in other words, his time of Perua does not undermine the testimony, the biru of the shtar. He just undermines, he tries to negate an extraneous echoche that is based upon min of the odom. So that he has his chus to impose his shvue to contradict his time, to contradict this time, in spite of the fact that there is a Chochet studies that this time is not true. But to have his chus to impose upon the Malve, to contradict the time that is itself, runs counter to the whole Biur of Eidim, that he cannot do. Sha'arei mishtar uperoi neimit, amo kolei la'atayimis, mizuye, famono, kosafi uvisi, loi kolei menu livatul shtar vikuyem. Alright, so we see that there is machlikas again, and that is as to whether shtob yod my boy is an extraneous choches dodis, or it's a raisa shtar. And that's the shita. So there are gaining who agree with the longness of the Rebbe and Mordechai. So then there is a kashe against the Rebbe and Mordechai. There is a machlikas between. In Ksuves, in Mitzie, there is a machleikes in Ksuves, daf yutes omedal, and also in Mitzie, daf zayin, in Vobasra, daf kufnundalet, kufayin. I mean, whether made between Rabun and Rab Nachman, whether made b'shtar shekosve, is in tzor kamei, as Rabun says, or as Rab Nachman says, made Mishtar Shekos Veitzor Moikane. Now, suppose Ruven produces Ishtar Boye against Shimon. The Ishtar is not Mikri. But Shimon. So if Shimon would say Mizuye, then Ruven couldn't collect. But suppose when Ruven produces Ishtar Boye, Ishtar Shimon Mikri, Ishtar Boye against Shimon. Shimon is maybe it's not Mizuye, it's genuine. But he says, it's Perua. But Rubin says, how come I have Nishtar? So the question, so Rabune says that Rubin can collect. Maybe Nishtar Shekosvei is in Tzor Mekai. It's considered as if it is Nishtar Mekuyim. Now suppose Rubin would produce Nishtar Mekuyim against Shimon, and Shimon would say, Poha, would Shimon be Nemon? Of course not. So even if it's not Mekuyim, but Shimon is made that it's genuine, but he only claims it for Ruah. So it is considered as if Rubin had produced Nishtar Mekuyim. So Rubin can go. Rav Nachman says, maybe Nishtar Shekosvei is Tzor Mekuyim. And until Rubin is Mikayim Nishtar, so Rubin cannot collect. Why? Because Shimon is the one who Migeh. So Bishlei. So in other words, there is a machlekes as to whether the Migeh is effective neged the Yechocher Shtobi of my boy. So Rabune says that Migeh is effective neged the Yechocher Shtobi of my boy. And Rabune says Mige is not effective, is ineffective. And Rav Nachman says Mige is effective. Mige is effective. So Bishlami, if we say like the Ri, the Shtob Yod my boy is a Yechoches Dodis, so we can understand the Machlekes. So that's why Rav Nachman says that Mige is effective. But according to the Ri Baramot and the number of day, who say that Mige, I'm sorry, that Shtob Yod my boy is a Yechoches Ashtar. If it's a Chochas Ashtar, it's a Biro of Eidi. Migev Mokim Eidim Loyam Rino. Migev Mokim Eidim is Loyam Rino. So, how does Rav Nachman say that Migev Mishtar Shekosvei is Soch Lekaime and Amtir Ruvei is Mikayim Mishtar, so Ruvei cannot collect because Shimon Litva, the Leive, is never to say Paruah. But it's negative, the Biro of Eidi. The Eidechsine Amivaria. The Eidechsine Amivaria. That it wasn't Poha. Just as in Eidechsine of Iget Amivaria, that was Girish. Just as Eidechsine of Ishtar Alvoye, Amivaria, that was Alvoye. Because otherwise, how would it come into his hands? So Eidechsine of Ishtar Alvoye, Amivaria, as long as the Levi is the Tepes of the Shtar, I'm sorry, as long as the Malve is the Tepes of the Shtar, so the Yechsim HaMivare that he wasn't paid. And still Rav Nachman says, because of the Migi, he could have said Mizuye, he would be Nemon. So if he's made it's not Mizuye, but it's Parua, he's also Nemon, but it's Migi Mokimedi. So Bishwe, if we say like the Ri, that it's a Choches Dodi, so it's not Migi Mokimedi. But if we say it's a Choches Ashtar, so it's a Migi Mokimedi. So we have to say that even though, now I mentioned it, and that's a very basic issue, that in Mige there are two halachas in Mige. Now the Shita of the Rambam and the Rimigashi is that Mige after Mishwele Amrinon. So what does it mean? What does it mean Mige after Mishwele Amrinon? Because the Shita of the Rambam and the Rimigashi mean the Shita of the Rambam in Suez, that prophet. In the Gemara of Vihu, Vikeyanu, Nemlachet Bitchumo, Vinemlashi Ish. So the Rambam, so the Ri explains it on the basis because in Yachud Yidim Ashif Chaver. So there is no Ri. But the Rambam says even if there would be a real Mige, a real Chochav Mige, it couldn't be affected by Gomash Be'alva, the Gavi Yuchs. Because what's the significance of the Chochav Mige? In other words, it's a Biro. But Meshe Ba'arein, there is certainly a Mundane that Meshe Ba'arein, when they testify together, they are not lying. Still, we cannot be made tzimomim on the basis of a testimony by Meshe Ba'arin to others, because it's because of Kosovo, Pishnai, Lino Kudomo. Stam Echoches, you cannot be made tzimomim on the basis of Echoches of Undenes. So the main way, Mige is Echoches, it's an Undenes. It's a psychological presumption that he is telling the truth, because had he been interested in lying, he had a different line to say. But so we got the bitchumo, so yachnem misu. We don't require that case. Any source of evidence is good, is enough. Mashenikin we got yuchsen in Dovah Shebel. So we need that case. So the question is, why does Dovah Shebel require AD? Because Dovah Mumay. So the main source for the aloche that we need AD is Mumay. And by Mumay, all of Cheskes Sabbatim is based upon the principle of Mige. So the answer is by moment there are two nemones, the nemones of Eidin and the nemones of Baldovo. So the halacha is that the Baldovo is nemon and his time, if he had the potential. So in every Mige there are two times. There is the actual time that he actually presents before person, and there is the time he could have presented, the potential time. So that's the halacha, that the Baldovo in the Dinto, in the nemones, has the nemones and the actual time, because he could have had the nemones and the potential time. So in the way, the shiteo, we have to say, according to the Hibar and Mordechai, there is no other teretz, according to the Hibar and Mordechai, according to the Gaelim, who say, the Chitov Yod my boy is a Chochas Shtah, a Chochas Eini. So why does Rav Nachman say, and we pass for Rav Nachman, that Min Bishtah Shikos Reitzot Mekani is Nemon Yudin Nige, neged the Chochas Shtah Yod my boy. But the Chochas Shtah Yod my boy is a Chochas Eini. The answer is, Nige Pmokinayim Le Amdino. But if, on the potential time, the Bordobo has Nemones to negate the Bior of Eini, because the actual time he also has nemones, even if it's negative the bureau of shtam. Now, what is his mige? What is his potential time? He could have said mizuya. Now, midraise so in machsum shtam ashvach mizuya best. So that means that the shtar is mivare, it's not mizuya. Still, that's the halachic shtores that the baldovo in the leave says mizuya. He can negate the shtar. There is a Bior of Eidus, as long as the Baldovo does not take a Mizuyev. But if the Baldovo is taking a Mizuyev, so then he has the mones to break and negate the Rayas Ashtar of Eidim Machsum Ashtar Ashtar Ashtar. So at the potential time, he has the mones negate the Rayas Ashtar, so at the actual time, Rav Nachman holds, he also has the mones to negate the Rayas Ashtar. So, but not in the case where on the potential time he would have pneumonis negative. So then he has pneumonis on the actual time also. Alright. Now then, Achosh. In Kol Mokim Tipshei, Lambino Migim Mokim Chazoke, Midirome Barchome, the Oma Vilikon Ishboim, Hamab Kitravir Mishtar, Tzorich Lahar Ziloi. Now, it's impossible to understand the significance of this tesis and the tesis in Shuas, without going over the Gemara in Shuas. Now, this Gemara in Shuas I mentioned already. This Gemara is the source for the Shita of the Rimigash, that Migal Aftura Mishwil Amrino. And this Gemara is the source for the Shita of the other Mishnah, Mu'achim can the Gemikash of the Rambam. And we say, Migal Aftur of Mishwe is Amrino, but Migal the Hose Laftur of Mishwe is Amrino. Migal the Hose Laftur of Mishwe is Amrino, but Migal the Hose Laftur of Mishwe is Amrino. So this Gemara is the source for it. Because there is Nishboi Vinayt. There are a number of Nishboi Vinayt. Midrash say all Shweyas are Nishboi Vinifta. So there is only a Shvui of Nishba Minifta. And in the Raisa there are only three Shvuis. Shvuis HaShomri, Midim Mikzas, and Idach. That's all. And all the three Shvuis are Nishba Minifta. There is no Nishba Minifta on the Raisa. But Mitzat Shvuis HaMishne, there are a number of Nishboim Vinekel. So one of the Nishboim Vinekel is Sochet. If a worker claims his salary, his wages, from the employer, from the balabais, and the balabais says, I paid you already, what do you want from me? And the worker says, no, you didn't pay me. Now, what would be the halacha midrash? What would be the halacha midrash? Midrash said, if the balabais says, I paid, he's a kibarak. So he's not even mechuyav lishvui, he just is put. But midrabbanon, the chachomim said, so at first, the sheikh explained it. That at the very outset, the Chachomim said that he should, even though midraisi, he is potter. Even though midraisi is potter because he's a kifar hakol, but on account of the fact that balabais told the payalo, and the balabais many times is likely to make a mistake, He cannot remember all the time whether he paid the work or not. So because of that, the Chachomim really wanted to impose a shvui upon the Balabais, that even though Midrash, so he's poter, he doesn't even have to take a shvui, but on account of the fact that a Balabais is told to pay a law, and many times he's like to make a mistake, that he should only be poter if he takes a shvui. But then the Chachamim said, how can he take a shvui? Because, after all, if in good faith he might believe that he already paid and he's making a mistake, so he'll take a shvui also, and he'll take a shvui and he'll be nishma l'sheker. So because of that, so at first the Chachamim said that there should be a shvui incumbent upon Balabais to be nishma. And then the Chachamim said, no, it wouldn't be right to impose a shvui upon the Balabais and be nifta, because the Balabais many times on account of his tilde with the peyalim, he might make a mistake. So the shvui should be imposed on the socher. The socher is not told in anything. So but actually, at the very outset, the shvui should be incumbent upon the Balabais. And the Chachomi will be happy, the shvui of the Balabais upon the Seichel, because Balabais is told to pay. So Memele, the Chachomi, finally, will misake that the Seichel can collect, but only if he takes a shvui that he didn't get paid. But essentially, the shvui should have been imposed upon the Balabais, but because of that, why is told to pay up, the Chachomi will be happy on the shvui and imposed it upon the son. So, there is a Gemara that the name Shmuel. Oma Itma. So the Gemara says, Oma Ramachno Ma Shmuel. Lo Yishonu, when does the Mishnah say that the Sochir is Nishba B'nei Teo? And the Shmuel should essentially be incumbent upon the Balabais and be Nifna. But the Chachomi will be happy the Shmuel and impose it upon the Sochir, because Balabais is told to pay a law. So Oma Ramachno Shmuel, Lo Yishonu, Lo Yishonu, Lo אבל צורכי שלא ידידי, מתייך שיוכלים עלי לסעת תיכון אילום, יוכלים עלי לסעת תיכון לסעת לא שחוך, או התמנה מרמנה שבא זו ידם הרב, לא ישאלו לשוח בי, אבל צורכי שלא ידידי, מתייך שיוכלים עלי לסעת תיכון אילום, יוכלים עלי לסעת תיכון לסעת לא שחוך. So Rav and Shmuel mentioning memre that this aloche, that the socher is nishba b'nei teo, is only applies to a case where they are aiding that he engaged this work. So the male of the Balabais is no me. But if there are no aiding that he engaged the worker, but the Balabais admits that he engaged the worker, so then there shouldn't be any shvue altogether incumbent upon the Balabais. Because even without tiyud l'peyalim, there shouldn't be any shvue incumbent upon the Balabais, because then the Balabais would be nemon with the Migi, because he could say, "Lo yevar meilom, I never engage you, what do you want from me?" But he is a nice man and he says, "I did engage you, but I paid you already, so maybe he should be nemon, and he should be mechuyev nishui." So there shouldn't be any shui incumbent upon him at the very outset. So maybe it's not necessary to be mehapeche upon the socher. So remember, in such a case, if it's Sochi Shoei Meinim, so the Balabais is poter without any shui. Mitech Sheyocholim Alei, Lo Yischatichon Meilom, Yocholim Alei Yischatichon Esat Lofso. Oma Rome Bachome, Kama Mal Yehoshmaiz. He prays the member of Rav and Shmuel. It's a wonderful man. Oma Lerobe Maima Lust. So Rishini point out, it's not that Rabbi is Chilik, I'm the member of Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi agreed that here, since the whole shvui is a shvui d'rabbanon, and the shvui actually should have been incumbent upon Balabais. But because of tiyud the Balabais with peyalim, so the chachomim on the hapechet upon the sochir, so since the whole shvui is a shvui d'rabbanon, so memele, because of the nige, so he becomes part of that shvui. the Balabais. But, so Rabbi is not chilik on the memory of Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi consider that as a big chilish. As a big chilish, and as a special dispensation. But we shouldn't apply it. But he addresses himself to Rabbi Bachome, you praise the memory of Rabbi Shmuel as if it had been, as if this had conformed to the general principle of Shmuel. So, come on, Alice. So, Rabbi, you say, why do you praise it so much? In case, where's Hashem me? The Chiyah Brachmona, Hechem Shkasa. Miteich, Yocholim Aloi, Gorneilon, Yocholim Aloi, Nens. So, according to you, so this is how the Rimigash explains this Gemara. In other words, the question is, what does Rabbi want from Rabbi Bachor? Rabbi had a question. Why is Shema mechuyev to swear? Let's say then, so let him be believed without this way, because he had a mikveh of lohi v'omeo. So he should have asked that kasha, what does he want from Rabbi Bachome? Rabbi Bachome was mechadish da aloche, that Shema, if he stay in the so he has to swear. He has to swear, and he's not Neemon with the mikveh of lohi v'omeo. The Torah says, that the Shemir has to swear. So let him ask Kikashi against the Torah. What does he want from Rabbi Bachome? Only the Shemir has Kikashi. So the Remigash and Shuez, and that's the Mokir for the Remigashite, that Nigel Aftur and Mishuia were Amrinon. So the Remigash explained the Gemara like this. Rabbi addresses himself to Rabbi Bachome. He says, you praised it. So if you didn't praise the memory of Rabbi Shmuel, so then I would say that I would have no difficulty with the aloha that he shamed when he's staying in, so he has to swear. And I wouldn't, and I'm not bothered by that kasha. He should be never allowed to swear. Because he has a nige of saying la'ada. Because nige la'afturim shwe lampi. So there's no kasha. So then you ask, why does Rabbi Shmuel say that if sochrei shaloi be'edi, so then the Balabais is not Mechoyim Yishuyeh, so the Mele, it doesn't have to be Nepach to the Sochiyah. But why? Because the Balabais is Nemon without Yishuyeh to say Schaticho v'nosach v'chschorcho because of the Nige of Lischaticho Me'elom. But how can Balabais be relieved of the Yishuyeh by virtue of the Nige? Nige l'afturem Yishuyeh l'amdinon? So here there is a special dispensation, a special kulin, but on account of the fact that this whole shvuah that should have been incumbent upon the Balabais is Mirabon, so in case of Imige the Chachomim, won't be Zakin shvuah. But generally, there is no Migla after a shvuah. But you praise Rav's memory and Shmuel's memory so much, in other words, according to you, Rabbi Bachome, it's not a special leniency, a special dispensation. That we say, in this case, where it's a Shmuel Rabbanon, so Mige is effective after a Mishmuel. You praise it, so that means, as a general principle, Mige after a Mishmuel. So then the question is, so every Shmuel is a Shomrim, why should he be Mechuyev Mishmuel of Nensu? Let him be Nemon without Mishmuel, because of the Mige of Rabbanon. So Rabbi Nachom answers him, the afterglow day. So then, Rabbi again asks him, even if he the recording took place by 18, so he still has a nigga, he could say Yazalt. So, Mitesh Yochon Yazalt Yochon Ensu, the Abkibay Bishtop. The Abkibay Bishtop. So, in other words, Rabbi Bachome is saying that when is Ishena Mechuyev to swear? Only if it's Abkibay Bishtop. But if Ishena is not Abkibay Bishtop, he is not Mechuyev to swear. He's never on Ensu. So, Michlau de Tabayes Mirle, Rome Bachome and Rome, Hamad Bitchavirbein, Zor Lazarbein. Bishta, Zor Lazarbein. Alright. But, Rome holds that the Aloche that the Shemer is Mechuyev to swear men, so applies even to a case of Floy Aftidle Bishta. And even if Floy Aftidle Bein, so he still is mechuyev to swear nensu, and he's not nemon. And then at the time of nensu, because of the mige of lohi dvar meilom or nazarti, why not? According to Rav himself, because mige after Rav Mishvei Lamrin. So that's And we don't pass like Rabbi Bachame. We do pass like the memory of Rav and Shmuel. But not because it's really a malice, not as a general principle, but as a special dispensation, as a special kulay, by Zohar, by Balabais. But as a general principle, so we pass like Rabbi, that middle after Shmuel. This is how the Rinigash explained it more. How about the Shemim Mu'achilik and the Rinigash and Rambam? And you say, Midl Aftur and Mishvuye is Avinon. So how do they explain this Gemore? So they explain this Gemore, the true Migel Aftur and Mishvuye Avinon, but Migel the Hozel Aftur and Mishvuye Loyam. And since Chome Bachome praised the memory of Rabbi Shmuel, and this is Migel the Hozel, because when the Balabai says, when the rabbi says Nosak Loch Schorcho, so even if he is lies be amazing, so he might feel that the Sochid will not consider him as an unscrupulous, dishonest person. Because the rabbi assumes that the Sochid will be melamed him with kafshus. He said, the poor rabbi, he's so occupied that he forgets. So if he's staying Nosak Loch Schorcho, so then the Socher is not Makar Mishikre. Mashinkin, if he were to be taken with Chaticho Meilom, so then the Balabais will realize that the Socher will be convinced that he is a dishonest, unscrupulous person. So it's Migel Hozel. So Migel Hozel, after the moment we say, there's the Gemara that I'm involved in Balabaska. But Migel Hozel, Lachtur Mishmuel Loyam, you know. So, but he praised the memory of Rabbi Shmuel so much. So that means that according to Rabbi Bachome, as a general principle, Migel Hozel, Lachtur Mishvuye is Aminon. So he says, Maimal Yuse. So why should Shomrim be Mechuye Mishvuye? To say Nensu, they should be never on time of Nensu, because of Migel. True. So Mishvuye now with the Rabbi says, it's a Migel Hozel. Migel Hozel, Lachtur Mishvuye Aminon. But I live in the Doch. You praised it so much. So Migel Hozel, Lachtur Mishvuye. So anyway. Here the Gemara says, what does Teisa say here? What does Teisa say here? Teisa says here, Achkosh, you call Mokin Tishlu, I'm going to be Mokin Chazoke. What did he say? That Shtob, you're my boy, is only Chochetz Godis. So Mimele, we can understand that by of the Gemara. Which Chochet is stronger? Whether the Chochetz Godis of Chazok in Padilla, because Mani is stronger than the Choche, of whether the Hadzar. So Mele, the Gemore, raises an Abai. Which Choche is stronger? Whether the Choche of Migi is stronger, or the Choche of Chazok in Padilla, because Mani is stronger. So he says, Ach Koshe, the Mikombo came, Tip Shidra, you know, Migi Mokim Chazok. We should be able to be patient from the Gemore in Shmuyes. That Migel is ineffective neged Chazoke. Midrome bachome. Yom avdei kwa nishboim. Amavit chadei vishta. Tzorech lahar ze. Tzorech lahar ze yoloi. Vishta. Viloi mehem en leim meharer zartro. Bimigel. Di bo yom avdei ensu. And he is not nehem to say. Er zartro. Bimigel di bo yom avdei ensu. What did the Gemara say here? Gemara says, Michlau, the Tabayas Virlei, Hamakit Havir Beidin, in Zorf Lazar Beidin, Bishtar Zorf Lazar Beidin. So, why is Bishtar Zorf Lazar Beidin? Why? Because if he has no Eides, he will not be known to say, Herr Zarti, because Shtobi on my boy. Shtobi on my boy. So, Gemara says they are in Shwiz, Gemara says they are in Shwiz, that Nige, is not effective, neged the biro of Shtobi of my boy. The my boy. So he says, so the memory marazat of me the boy of my lens, Mishim the Motom of Shtobi of my boy. So we see from that Gemara in Shwez that the biro of Shtobi of my boy is a stronger Yehoche than the Yehoche of Mige. So if the is, so if Shtobi of my boy is a stronger Yehoche, then the Choche of Mige, we so coaching that the Choche of Chazokim Pereya Bisir Zmane is stronger than Mige. Because the Chazokim Pereya Bisir Zmane is itself stronger than the Chochev Tovi on my way. That we see. That we see. Because if somebody wants to collect from the same with the Shtar, he cannot without the Shtar. So the Chochev Tovi on my way is not strong enough to collect without Ishwe from the same. But the Chochev of Imperiev's money is strong enough. So the Chochev of Imperiev's money is stronger than the Chochev of Shtobion my boy. Shtobion my boy. And Shtobion my boy, which is relatively weaker, is stronger than Mige. So I has come of a Chamo that the Chochev of Imperiev's money is stronger than me. I mean, that's common sense. The time is Shtobion my boy, or Mohammed in Ishwe. So then Tesis gives it that. V'shem osuk yedi hoche loisov v'kirome v'chome. Loisov v'sav v'kirome v'chome. So Tesis says, Enoch Nami, according to the Gemore in Shuez, and who says that? That Mige is ineffective against the hoche v'shtov n'arboye. Kome v'chome, and who else? Kome. Kome, because the Gemore says, Michlol itavaye svirlo. Hamarkid it chavir beidim tzorch la'azol beidim. Bishtar tzorch la'azol beidim. So tavay yisir. Chome b'chome en rovi. Chome b'chome en rovi. So in other words, that our Gemore is not in accordance with Gemore issues. In other words, our Gemore is chilek and chome b'chome en rovi. Chome b'chome en rovi both hold that Mige is not effective against the raya of Shtob Yom Ha'Boy. But our Gemara holds that a mafkid is it's a chaveira yibishta, a mafkid it's a chaveira yibishta, so he is nemon with the mige of Azad. He is nemon. This is what Tesis says here. But Tesis in Shuez has the same kashi. Tein. Shtar tzorch la'azabein. So Tesis says the kashi. Tein eduhemon b'shuez. In Mige b'boi yoroman ensu. Ki limukha b'sipirik ha'michras ha'bayis. Dimoy m'nei rabam romer ha'fchizde. Ha'mavki v'itzel ha'beirei b'shtar. V'yom alei arzar tibloch. Mal. U'mosik dimhemon b'shuez. Here, Rovi, together with Chome Bachome, say that Bishtar is Tzorech La'arz HaBeidin. Bishtar is Tzorech La'arz HaBeidin. So, the question is, when? So that means, so Tetzes in the Kashi here in Shuez assumed, and this is the way Tetzes here in Bobasra assumed, that when Gemara says here in Shuez, so that means, and if there is no Chazor Beidin, so then he will not be Nemon. To say Herzartel. If he's not Marzor Beidin, he will not be Nemon to say Herzartel, even though he has a Migi. Now the Migi is that way. So, even though he has the Mige to say an answer, he's not Nemo. So, Tehmed will have him be Shuim, be Mige to go on an answer. And the Morin Borbas Chedafayin says, Hamavki to Chavir Bishtar, V'yomar Yerzar Tevoch. So the Morin says that he is Nemo on Herzarti because he could have said, in respect to the Paul Yepikot, so he could say, Nen, so, because Hai Iske, Paul Yubil, the Paul Yubikot. So, in respect to the Paul Yubikot, he could say Nen, so he would be Nemon in the Shuye. So, mainly, if he says Arzati and he swears that Arzati, he's also Nemon. But of course, only if he swears, because if he doesn't swear, so he has no Mige. Because what's the Mige? He could have said Nen, so. But if he had he said Nen, so, he wouldn't be Nemon without the Shuye. So only with Ishwe. So if he says Azalti and he swears, so he has a Nige. But if he's not swearing, so he doesn't have a Nige. So there is a stira between our Gemore and the Gemore in Bobas Rafayel. Here the Gemore says that Chome Bachome and Rove agree that Bishtar Tzorvah Azalbeit. So that means if if the Shema will say Hazal Tiloch, so even though he has a nigga and he will not produce. But the question is, why not? But why shouldn't he be Nemon to say Azal Teloch if he swears that Azal Teloch? After all, he could have been Tein Ensu, and then if he swore Ensu, he would be Nemon. So if he says Azal Teloch and he swears Azal Teloch, he should also be Nemon. That's the discussion. We tear it from the town. So if I have a lady, I'm going to report it to the Lord Yeshua. So, Chavetam says that the Pshat in this Gemara, Michlaudi Tabaye Svirle, Hamafti Nitu Habere Bishta, Sovich Laharzel Lady, only if he produces Eidi, who testify that he returned the Pikot, so the Shina is Nemo. But if he don't produce Eidi, and he just stayed, Herzal Teloch, so he's not Nemo. So it means, if he doesn't want to swear, that Herzal Teloch, if he just wants to be Nemon and he's tiny, like a Kifar Hakol, so then not. But if he's staying as Adoroch and he's willing to swear, then he is now. In other words, so it's a Shaila. When Gemara says, Michlau di Tavaye, Sviralo, Hamadis Havir Beidin, and Mishtar Tzorich Laharzal Beidin, and he's only Nemon, Amistane of Azatoloch, if he produces Eidim, but if he doesn't produce Eidim, he's not Nemon. So Rav Netam says it means he's not Nemon if he doesn't couple it with the Shvuah of Azatoloch. But if he's willing to swear Azatoloch, then he is Nemon because of the Mige. Because he could have been Tayyan. He could have been Tayyan and so he would be Nemon with the Mige. So now that he's Tayyan Azati, if he swears, so he's also Nemon. That's Rav Netam's parents. But Taisles here in Vopasta does not give the Teretz. So Taisles here in Vopasta assumes that when Gemara says, Michlau Ritavaye Svirle, Bishtar Tzolch Lazal Be'edim, it means only if he produces Edim that he returned. But if the Sheva doesn't produce Edim in Bezdin that return, even if he swears in Bezdin that return, he's not Nemon. He's not Nemon with a Nige. He's not Nemon, because with the Nige that he could be Teh in Ensu. Why not? Because it would be a Nige Neged the Chochev Shlom Yom Ma'avoyim. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that the Nige is ineffective Neged the Chochev Shlom Yom Ma'avoyim. But according to Rabbi Tam, the Gemara is not saying that the Nige is ineffective Neged the Chochev Shlom Yom Ma'avoyim. But the Gemara is only saying without Shue, he wouldn't be Nemon to say Azarti. But with Shue, so he has a Mige, so he would be Nemon, because Mige can be bought the Choche of Shlom Yom Ma'avoyim, according to Rabbi Tam. But Teisves here of Basra assumes, since the Gemara says, Bishtar Tzorch L'Arzal Be'edim, so the Stomach of the Rishne implies that if he doesn't produce Edim, he has no way of being Nemon, even if he's willing to swear. Then Teisves in Shavuos has another tense. The Rivom Miforesh, but the Rivom. The Rivom Miforesh, the Hoche Tzorich Laaz Mebeidim, Mishim Shtor Biyodei, my boy. So the Rivom agrees with Teisves in Bor Basre that when the Gemara in Shavuos says, Bishtar Tzorich Laaz Mebeidim, it means Bishtar Tzorich Laaz Mebeidim, he'll only be Nemon if he produces Edim, we testify that if the Shema returned. But if Edim don't testify that the Shema returned, even though the Shema is willing to swear that he returned, he will not be Nemon with the Nige, that he could have said Nensu, and he would be Nemon with the Shema. Why? Because according to the Rivo agrees with Taisles, that the Gemara in Shavuos is saying, that Nige is ineffective, neged the Chochev Shtov Yom Ma'avoyim. Neged Shtov Yom Ma'avoyim. So then, the Kashi is, so why does the Gemara in Vopasra Dafayin say, Hamadki v'chavir mishtar, v'omar v'yarzarti, so is Nemon v'shvue, because of the Nige, he could have been Nemon with Nensu, with the Shvue, and the time of Nensu with the Shvue. Here the Gemara says, that Abaye Sfirale, that Nige is ineffective, Nege de Chochav Shlom v'makboye. So the Rebbe says, there is a difference. The Hoche Tzorch Lazar Beidi, Mishim Shtor Biyode, my boy. Abul Hosom, the Ayer, the Piske, the Pau, the Miuve, the Kel Neymar, the Apshit, the Saf, the Zayot. The Gemara in Bor Basra Dafayin has reference not to a pure Pekon. It has reference to Iske. So Iske is Mechto Miuve, U Mechto Pekon. So the Mele, in other words, the report says that it all depends. If the Shtor Biyod my boy can be used, the Raya of Shtor Biyod my boy can be used in a Pekotten, if let's say, Reuven deposited a diamond watch with Shimon, and Shimon executed his Shtar to Reuven, that he received the diamond watch with Teras Pekotten. So, and then Reuven produces the Shtar against Shimon, and he demands back the diamond watch, and Shimon says, I returned it to you. So he says, Shtor Biyod my boy. So the Raya of Shtor Biyod my boy is Shayach in case of the Pekotten, and the Shayach in case of Miuve. Or Iske Mechtzav Miuve, Mechtzav Pekotten. So when the Malve produces Ishtar. So the Rebbe says, it all depends. He says, our Gemara deals with a pure Pekotten. A pure Pekotten. So in case of a pure Pekotten, so then Mige is ineffective neged Chochev Shtor Biyod my boy. So, the Chochev Shtor Biyod my boy is stronger than the Chochev Mige in Pekotten. But in Miuve, so the Chochev of Mige is effective against the Shtor Biyod my boy. Now we have to understand, why does the Rebbe distinguish between the effectiveness of Mige? So, in case against the Chochev Shtor Biyod my boy by Miuve, so Mige is stronger than the Chocher Shtob Yod Maiboye by Ruve, but by Pikotin, so the Chocher of Shtob Yod Maiboye is stronger than me. What's the pshat? So he says, because Abuhosom Dai Rabbi's can call the Milve, he can remain up, the Abshit and the Sapta Zayal. In other words, we just said that how does the Ri, why does the Ri say that Shtob Yod Maiboye is not in Chocher Shtob? Because of the possibility that perhaps the Malve refused to surrender the shtar to the Leve on account of the fact that he wanted to retain the shtar as security for the safer street. So that is shayach by new, that possibility. But by Pikodin, it's not shayach. Because by new way, who is mechuyev to pay the safer street? The Leve is mechuyev to pay the safer street. The Leve is mechuyev to pay the safer street. So, the Levi is mechuyev to pay the safer fee. And perhaps, at the time when the Levi paid the debt, so he didn't have the money to pay the Malve for laying out the safer fee to the safer. So the Mele, the Malve had to retain the shtar, the security, for the safer fee. Mashiach came by shtar pikodin. By shtar pikodin, the aloch is, who pays the safer fee? Let's say if Ruben deposits a diamond watch with Shiva, and then he wants to have the shtar. So of course, the shtar has to be executed by Shiva, by the Shema. But who is mechuyev in the fee? The mafkid is mechuyev in the fee. Not as by milve, so the Levi is mechuyev in the fee. So the Levi, there is always a possibility. The Levi didn't have cash at the time the shtar was executed, so the Malve had to pay the sefer. So now, the Malve, when the Levi paid the debt to the Malve retained the shtar as security for the sefer's fee. But by Tikkun, so the obligation is incumbent upon the mafkid to pay the sefer's fee. So it's not shayach. This possibility, this contingency of retaining for the sefer's fee is not shayach by mafkid. So the Mele, what the boy is saying briefly is this, that actually Shtob Yod Maiboye should be the Chochas Ashtar, because that's the Aloch of Shtobs. Just as the Idei Chsime, Arei Biro, and the Kinyan itself, and the Gereshin, and the Alboye, so they should be Idei Biro, and the Non-Peroi too, because this is how Ishtar is executed. But they couldn't be Idei Biro and the Non-Peroi, because many times, when the Leve has to pay the safest fee, and the Leve doesn't have any cash, and the Malve lays out the money, then the Leve pays the debt, so, and he doesn't have money to pay back the money that the Malve laid out for him, so the Malve is likely to retain the shtar as security for the safest fee. So because of that, so that means that the shtar cannot be a conclusive raya among the way. Because of that possible contingency. But that possible contingency can only be visualized in connection with the shtar boy, but not in connection with the shtar kod. So in connection with shtar kod, this contingency is impossible. So since it's impossible, so mele by shtar kod, shtar beyond my boy is a chochas ashtar. By shtar miube, shtar beyond my boy is only a chochas vodis. But by shtar kod, it's a chochas ashtar. So mele. So by Pikodin, this is what the Rivos says. The Rivos says, over there, so the Gemara says, Hamafkid Chavir Mishtar, Pio Pikodin no Milve, Vomaloch as Arviloch, so he is now, Umosik Nimehemon, Bishwe. So he is Nemon because of Shtob Yod my boy. So he says, there the fire, it's not a pure picot. There the fire, it's mechta liove, u mechta picot. So the male shtob, your my boy, is not a yechoches ashtar. It's only a yechoches dodis. Since it's a yechoches dodis, so the yechoche of Migye is a stronger biru than the yechoches dodis of shtob, your my boy. Mashein kin al gimore. That says, Michal Tabayas Finale, Bishtar Tzorik Larzal Adedim. And it means, according to the law, Tzorik Larzal Adedim without Adedim is not Nemon even if he swears. But if he swears, he has a Mege, because here we are dealing with the pure Pikodin. So, Shtob Yod my boy is a Chochas Ashtar. So, it's Mege Mokemedim, we are dealing with. It's really more committed than that. So in other words, so we see we have three shittas. We have two shittas here in Teisus Yeshuas, and we have the Teretz here in Teisus in Borobas. So the Rivor, agrees with the Teisus in Borobas that the Pshat in Bishtar Tzorch Lazar Deidim means even with Yeshua Farzati, he's not Nemo. In other words, so the Rivor and Teisus in Borobas agree that the Gemara in Yeshua is saying that Mige is ineffective against the Yechocha of Shtobi on my boy. But the Rivor says that there is no machlekes between the Gemara in Shwez and the Gemara here. But Teisus in Borobasra says there is a machlekes. This Gemara in Shwez represents the view of Rome Bachome and Rome. Rome Bachome and Rome hold that Mige is ineffective against the Bureau of Shtor beyond my boy. But our Gemara holds that Mige is effective against the Bureau of Shtor beyond my boy. So according to the thesis in Borobasra, we don't pass it like the Gemara in Shwez. Through the Gemara in Shwez, Rome Bachome and Rome say that Mige is ineffective against the Bureau of Shtor Biyod my boy, but we don't pass like that. And we pass that Mige is effective like the Gemara in Borobasra the fire. You see. Thesis here says that our Gemara is chilek and the Gemara in Shwez. In other words, our Gemara is chilek and Rome Bachom and Rome. But our Gemara agrees with the Gemara of Rav Chisdei of Borobas for the fire. So in other words, there is a machlokes as whether Migi is effective against the Raya of Shtor beyond my boy, or it's not effective. So in other words, according to Rome Bachom and Rome, Migi is ineffective against the Raya of Shtor beyond my boy. According to Rav Chisdei and the Gemara in the Fayim in Borobasra and our Gemara, so Mige is effective against the Yechoche of Shtor Biyod my boy. So that's why the Gemara has an Abaye as to whether Mige is effective against the Bureau of Chazoki in the previous money. So Jesus Kashi was, Mige certainly should not be effective against the Bureau of Chazokim Prezos Mani, because the Bureau of Chazokim Prezos Mani is a stronger Yechoche than the Yechoche of Shtor Biyod my boy. And since Mige is ineffective against the weaker Yechoche, so certainly it should be ineffective against the stronger Yechoche. So Tesis Teretz here is, no, our Gemara holds that Mige is effective against Shtor Biyod my boy. And the Gemara in Shwez holds that Mige is effective. And what point is the Machlekes? So the Machlekes probably is on that point. If Shtor Biyod my boy is a Chochas Ashtar, so then Mige should be ineffective. So the Gemara in Shwez holds that Shtor Biyod my boy is a Chochas Ashtar. Is a Chochas Ashtar. If it is a Chochas Ashtar, so the Mele, Rove and Rome Bachome, they both say that Mige is ineffective against Shtor Biyod my boy. Bishtar, Amartis Chavir Bishtar, Tzorch Lazar Deidin. But if he doesn't produce Eidin, he's not Nemon, even if he swears that Azar Tevoch. True, he has a Mige, he could have said the answer, so with the Shui, he would be Nemon. But the answer is, when he says Azar Tevoch and he swears, so he's staying negative, Chochas Ashtar. Mige Mokimeidim Uyamrino. Mige Mokimeidim Uyamrino. Now, but our Gemara agrees with the Gemara Tafaya in Moabasre. And then the Rivor holds that by pure Pekodin it is a Chochas Ashtar, so Mige is ineffective. But by Milve it's a Chochas Dodis, so Mige is effective. So we have the three Talmudim. Now, I ask you to go over the whole Sugya that Memhei in Borobasra. because of what Rabban Hananel says in the Gemara Yishuyas Daflame Amadeus. So, Rabban Hananel, so he says, Visalke Shmaitze, Shamatkin for Habeva Deidi, in Tzorech Laharza Lebeidi, Avramatkin Bishtar, Tzorech Laharza Lebeidi, Viles Hilchesoch, even though our Gemara says in Shwitz, that for me, that Amavki, this Chavira Bishtar, is so Chlazal Beidin, and Rabban Hananel did not agree with Rabban Tam's Pshat, that Tzorech Laharzal Bishtar, Bishtar Tzorech Laharzal Beidin, so Rabban Tam says, without the Shwe, so he cannot be Nemon, unless he produces Eidin. But with the Shwe, he's Nemon, even if he doesn't produce Eidin. This is how Rabban Tam explains the Gemara. But Rabban Hananel, obviously, understood the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Bishtar Tzor Lazar Beidin, only if he produces Eidin. But if he doesn't produce Eidin, even if he swears, he's not Nemon. So in other words, so the Gemara in Shwez holds, Rabban Bachom and Rove hold, that Mige is ineffective against the Choche of Shtor B'yodim Ayboi. Against the Choche of Shtor B'yodim Ayboi. Mige is ineffective. So he says, less yuchas. Visal, you visal keshmaiti, shabab is chavir veidim tzolad veidim, al mag mishtah tzolad veidim, you less yuchas oche. Elo kerach chizde, di poshet lo yifir kamichar as abayis, shafilo hamavkir it lchavir et mishtah, in tzorek lahar zol veidim. Vim toa, viomar azar tiloch, nemo, uvishwe, lo yoch lemim ashtor biyot mai boye, migi di boye boye manensu, nemo, veinu lo veloshwis ha-shomim, כננסו, כן זה נחי ומשווי, שעזרת לך, ודאי, ורובי הוא עצמא, אומר בפרק חסך סבתי, כאמר כי נצחה בעיר ובעידים, צור בארץ ובעידים, וחוזר בעיר, וכן הלכס. I mean, if you went over the Gemara Daf Lamed, so you see that there is Machlekes, Rabbe, and Abaye, and then Rabbe, so Rabbe says, So Omar Rab, why is Shneilu Shem Moshe Loi Beidin? Abu Moshe Shloi Beidin, mitoch Shei Cholim Alei Loi Dvor Meilom, Kom Alei Nam Alei Kuchayi, Biyodim Em, Omar Abaye Yoche Afu Beidin Name, mitoch Shei Cholim Alei Yazar Tivloch, Kom Alei Loi Kuchayi Biyodim Em, Omar Rabbe, Mi Sabres, Hamavkiz Chavir Beidin, Tzorch Lazar Beidin, Lo Yishtok Adai, Al Hamavkiz Chavir Beidin, Tzorch Lazar Beidin, Tzorch Lazar Beidin, Den Mi Sabai, And then, how to be Rabbi? But even after Rabbi was Chayzeh, there was still a machlekes between Rabbi and Abai. And we passed him like Abai in everything. In other words, according to Rabbi, so Rabbi at first held that Hamavkit, that Hamavkit, it's Habib Beidim, so he's so chazal. So definitely, if Hamavkid is Chavir Beidim, it's all Chavir Beidim. So Hamavkid is Chavir Bishtar, certainly it's all Chavir Beidim. You see, there could be a question, if we say Hamavkid, it's all Chavir Beidim, it's all Chavir Beidim. So then, we could consider, how about Hamavkid is Chavir Bishtar? But if we are to assume that Hamavkid is Chavir Beidim, is Tzor Lazar Beidin, even though it's not Mishtar. So certainly, Hamavkid et Chavir Mishtar, it's Tzor Lazar Beidin. So that works. So Rabban Hananel says, now, so the Gemara, so Rabbi at first assumed, not only that Hamavkid et Chavir Mishtar, it's Tzor Lazar Beidin. Rabbi at first assumed that even Hamavkid et Chavir Beidin is Tzor Lazar Beidin. If we say Mavkid Chavir Beidin, it's Tzor Lazar Beidin, so Malbes Chavir Beidin is also Tzor Lazar Beidin. So then Rabbi was Chayzer. Then Rabbi was Chayzer. And of course, we passed him like a Abaye. And at this point, we passed him like a Abaye in everything. But certainly, on the point that a Mavkid it's Chavir Beidin, is a Tzor Lazar Beidin. Not as Rabbi originally assumed that a mafkid in Chavir Beidin is so Lazar Beidin. So, Rabbi Chananel says that Rome Bachome and Rome here, so they accord with the original view of Rabbi. Because Gemara says that from Dalet, that Rome agreed with Rabbi. So, Rome and Rome Bachome held like the original view of Rabbi. What was the original view of Rabbi? Not only that Amadfit is Rabbi Rabishtar, it's all Rabbi Zalabi. But if Amadfit is Rabbi Rabbi, it's all Rabbi Zalabi. Now there's a big difference. If you say Matkit is Rabbi Rabbi, but by Matkit Rabbi Rabishtar, it's all Rabbi Zalabi, so then it's on the basis of Torah beyond the Matkit. But if you say that not only Mavkit is Chavere Bishtar is Sofar Zadeh, but Mavkit is Chavere Beidim Baupeh is Sofar Zadeh, then it's not on the basis of Torah Yom Laibohi, because if somebody is Mavkit Chavere Beidim, he doesn't keep the Eidim in his pocket. So there it's another Aloche. If Mavkit is Chavere Beidim, Sofar Zadeh, then it's on the basis of the Mador Mar of Shviras Nemones. Because suppose we pass him that Mavkid is Chaber Beidim or Malve is Chaber Beidim, ain't so if Lifrei Alebeidim, ain't so if Lars Alebeidim. But Omalei Al Tifriuni Alebeidim, then is Sorich, Sorich Lifrei Alebeidim. If Mavkid is Chaber Beidim and he says in their presence Al Tarzereini Alebeidim, then it's Sorich Lars Alebeidim. Why is that Aloha? That's the way he passed. Because of Shiras Nemones. If Reuven is malve $1,000 to Shimon in the presence of witnesses, and he says to Shimon in the presence of witnesses, I'm giving you the $1,000 loan in their presence, and I'm warning you that when you are ready to pay, you should pay me only in the presence of witnesses. And then a year later, he claims the $1,000. He says, I paid you. So he says, where are the witnesses? I forgot to take witnesses when I paid you. So Shimon will not be there. She will not know. Why? Because there is Shviras Nemones. Not so the Mandoma who says that Amalves Chaver Beidim Stan is so Rav Beidim, because he holds that every Amalves Chaver Beidim, why did he bother? Why did he take the trouble to bring Eidim to see his Avoye? Because that he was intimating to him. That was a warning to him that he can only pay Beidim. So in other words, so the reason is why certain Mandoma says Amalves Chaver Beidim is so Vazle Beidim, because according to that Mandoma, every Amalves Chaver Beidim is analogous to Al Tifrei Beidim. So Memele, so it has nothing to do with Shnor Miyodim Ayvon. So now Rabbi Yochananel, now I said just now that according to Tesis in Bo Basre, so there is a machlekes between our Gemara in Bo Basra Dafayim, on one hand, and the Gemara in Shwiz Daf Mem Hei on the other, that our Gemara and the Gemara in Bo Basra Dafayim hold that Mige is effective negative Biro of Tov Yom Ha'Avoy. So our Gemara and the Gemara in Bo Basra Dafayim both hold that Shtob Yom Ha'Avoy is a Choches Godis. If it's a Choches Godis, so Mige can rebut the Choches Godis. Whereas the Gemara in Shwiz Daf Mem Hei holds that Mige is a Choches Hashtar, like the Mikzas Geinim that the Rambam mentions. If it's a Choches Hashtar, so how can Mige rebut Eidim? There is nothing can rebut Eidim. Alright, this is what I said just now. But from Rabbi Chananel, it seems that there is a machlikas asukis in another union, not on the question as to whether shtob yodem ayboye is a choches hashtar or it's a choches dodes. No, according to Rabbi Chananel, so the Gemara in Shvuas also agrees. Can also agree that Shtov Yod my boy is a Choches Dodis. It's not a Choches Hashtar. It's a Choches Dodis. But why does the Gemara in Shvuas, Rove and Rome Bachome both say that Hamavkit is a Chavir and Bishtar Tzor Lazar Beidim? Because Rove agrees with his original shite, that was the original shite of Rabbi in Bolbasa Dachmemhei, and the original view of Rabbi and Rabbi in Bolbasa Dachmemhei was not only a mafkid is Rabbi the star in Tzoraz Adeim, but a mafkid is Rabbi the behaving in Tzoraz Adeim. There is certainly not on the basis of Shtov Yod my boy, there is on the basis of Shviras Nemones. So Memele, so Mafid Chavir Mishtar is Uyghora, the Mafid Chavir Beini. Because why does one Mandoma say, Mal Ve Chavir Beini, Tzolch Lepir Beini? Because according to that Mandoma, if a person goes to the top of getting Gedi to witness the Alvoye, so that's equivalent to a warning out of Reina Odeh. So Memele, if according to that Mandoma, if a person goes to the trouble of executing the Shtar, before he turns over something to Ishemer, why do we go to the trouble of executing the Shtar that involves more trouble than getting already? Why do we go to that trouble? Because he wants it as a warning to him that Altifrein Yalabedin. So then if it's Altifrein Yalabedin, then it's on the basis of Shmiras Amonis, then it's on the basis of Idoras Valdin. It has nothing to do with Shtar Yodim, my boy. So of course, Mavkit Chaver Bishtar is Uyghora, then Mavkit Chaver Beini. So, and the Rabbi Chananel in Shmuel that Memhei says that the reason is why Robe says here that Mavkit Chaver Bishtar in Tzorch Lazar Beini, he is not Nemon with the Mie, neged the Shtar is because Robe Lishitose, who agreed in Bombasra that Memhei with the original view of Rabbi, that mafkit chaver beidim is tzorch la'az lebeidim. So certainly mafkit chaver bishtar is tzorch la'az lebeidim. So it's on the basis of Shiras Nemones. So it's not shaykh to say mige should be effective neged Shiras Nemones. Shiras Nemones means he does malvin. So no yichoch in the world, even a thousand tainim, will not be able to rebut he does malvin. He does malvin ki me'idim. So it's possible, before I said that according to Tesis and Borobas, who says that there is a machlokes asugyes between the Gemara in Shmuel Zafmei and the Gemara here. So the machlokes is the Tau Gemara and the Gemara that Fayim in Borobas hold that Shtob Yod my boy is a Choches Dodis. So the Meile Mige can be effective to rebut the Choches Dodis on him. Whereas the Gemara in Shmuel, Chomer Bachomer and Rabbi hold that the Shtob Yod my boy is a Choches Hashtar. So Memele they say Mige cannot rebut the Choches Hashtar. That's one way of explaining this thesis. But now that we see what Rabbi Chananel says in Shmuel, and Rabbi Chananel says in Shmuel explicitly that the reason is why Rabbi and Chomer Bachomer say here that Mige is ineffective. Again, by the case of Mafkit Chaver Bishtar, is because Rabbi Lishitose, who agrees in Bolpaska Daf Memei with Rabbi's original view that Mafkit Chaver Beidim is Tzoraz Beidim. There, it's not on the basis of Tov Yod Malboye; it's on the basis of Shviras Nemones. So every Mafkit Chaver Bishtar is Uyghora to Mafkit Chaver Beidim. So we can say the same pshat in the thesis here of Borobas. In other words, not as we said before. So we can, what I said before could be a good pshat in this thesis. But there is another pshat in this thesis. That the thesis in Borobas holds here that according to everybody, Shtob Yod my boy is only a Choches Dodis. It's not a Reis Shtar. But why does the Gemara in Shmuel say, that a mafkid is chavir b'shtar, is so chazal veidim, and he's not the only the mige, because that tzuki in Shmuel agrees with Rabbi's original view, as Rabbi Chananel says, that a mafkid chavir b'shtar is so chazal veidim. So certainly a mafkid chavir b'shtar is so chazal veidim, because of Shmuel's Nemones. If Shmuel's Nemones, if hafkode b'shtar or hafkode b'shtar is equivalent to a statement to the Nifke, listen, I am depositing it with you, with the Shtar, on the basis of the Shtar, because I don't trust you, and I'm warning you that if you ever want to return the Bikodin, you must return in the presence of Eidim, otherwise I will not believe you. And he agreed. So there is a gospel being there, Shpiras Nemones. So how can he be Zeiche on the basis of the Choch of Migin? Because if it's Shpiras Nemones, so it's a gospel being. So there is nothing in the world that could rebut his own Shpiras Nemones. But as far as Torah, beyond my boy per se, it's concerned. So even the Gemara in Shvuyis could agree that it's a Choch of Zoris. Now Tisa says, So in other words, here the more is an abaye as to whether Migeh is effective, neged chazoke. But doesn't the Gemara discuss that in Gdushin? Now, suppose Reuven was sick. And then he died out of the sickness. And then, as he was sick, before his death, so he said, you should know that I have a son. Not in this city, in another Medina, I have a son. Now, it was Huzak that Reuven had a brothership. But it wasn't Huzak, it wasn't known in this place that he had a child. So, maybe according to the way it was Huzak, in this place, until on his deathbed, Reuven said that he has a son, so his wife, Reuven's wife, was in Medes to be Skuko Michlitzi. Because it was established that they had a brother Shimei, and it wasn't established, it wasn't known that they had a son. If somebody has a brother, has no children, so the wife is Skuko Michlitzi. Is Skuko Michlitzi. So he said, so but on his deathbed, he said, I have a son. Nobody knows in this city, but in another Medina, I have a son. So the question is Nemon, Mimele, she's allowed to be married in Shuk without taking Chlitze, or is not Nemon? So the mother says he is Nemon. She doesn't have to take Chlitze. She can marry anyone she pleases without taking Chlitze from Shuk. Why? Because he has a Migin. What are we afraid? Maybe he was lying. Why should he lie? He liked his wife. He didn't want her to have the burden of being Zohu Klichlitze. Monefshech. If he was ready to lie in order to help out his wife, she shouldn't be subjected to the burden of chlitze. So he could do something else. He could have told someone to write and to get for his wife while he was still alive. So he could have executed a get. I mean, it doesn't require any work. He just has to be mitzaveh. And he was in his full senses. So in other words, so he's biyode. Biyode is like me. So the Gemara says he's them, but he was Huzak to have a brother. He was not Huzak to have children. So she was in Medes, Becheskas, Skukov Yimulechlitze. And now because of that Biyode, because of that Mige, we believe in, so isn't that a raya? That Mige, Biyode, Mige, the Sainah. So is effective Neged Chazoke. So has no Shaykhs here. Because that Chazoke is Chazoke Mikor. Here the Chazoke is a Chazoke of women. So in other words, so it's two separate yonim. So true, over there, the Mige, the Biyode, is neged the status quo. Because the status quo of the wife of Reuven was to be Skukov Yimulechlitze. And then, because of this Biyode, we believe in that he has children with the Nesayam, and she's not Skukov, and she can get married. So that Gemara only implies that Mige Biyode is effective neged Chazoke Mikore, but that does not necessarily mean that Mige is effective neged the Umdene of Chazoke Perezos Mane. It's different Chazokes. We use the expression Chazoke, but it's different concepts. In one case, it's Chazoke Mikore, status quo, and in another case, it's an Umdene. Alright. Vehein in Shishon. The boy, Yerzikoim, Homobelum, Yoramige, the boy of Shabelum, or Yoramige. Ziki ויום ובידומה ויעושה מה ובישקה ומור לחזוק ומי זה עושה מהאי באי ודומה פעל להרדוך נה דה לימור יבור בניבנס נאו תהלוך איז נדחות איז נמון תסי מי זבילו not only is in the דחות נמון תסי מי זבילו but even the woman herself who is certainly an interested party she wants to be able to get married even she is nemeres to say me is by she herself. And we're not teaching her that she will testify falsely. Why aren't we Chesha? We should be Chesha. A person, Machmas Negiyah, might do many terrible things. The answer is, because it's Milchad Avin Ligui. And Mitech Chenda Shechmar Pah B'Seifo, it wouldn't be practically wise, apart from the immorality and the Avere of testifying falsely, it would be practically unwise for the woman to deceive Bezdin. Because suppose she deceives Bezdin, then if it's false, the husband didn't die, so no probability, sometimes later, year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, he'll show up, and then he states in his own mizeh. So mele, we are not chesed there that you lie. So the halacha is that even the woman herself, who certainly has a motive to lie, she wouldn't lie, because it would be very detrimental to her to lie. But that's only if it's peace. But suppose it's a state of war, and let's say the husband is a soldier in the war, and then the woman comes to Bezdin and says, I was watching through the window and I saw my husband from far being involved in a fight, and I saw he died, he was killed, somebody killed him, I saw from far. So then she's not nemes. Why isn't she nemes? If it's Muhammad, and she says, I saw him that he died. Because then, not that we are chesed, that she will deliberately lie. But since she wants to get married, some melee because of wishful thinking, she might deceive herself. She might have seen only that there was a fight between the husband and the soldier of the enemy. So there was a fight. So melee, she drew the conclusions. There was a fight. He probably died. And he doesn't come back, so because of wishful thinking, so she'll say. So it's not that we are chesed her that she is a deliberate liar. That we are not chesed her. But we are chesed her maybe with the dog. Maybe she is making a mistake because of wishful thinking. So the Gemara has an abaye. Suppose we didn't know that in the husband's city there was a war. And then she comes to Bezdin. And she says she visited that city, and there was a war, and the husband died in the war, she saw. So, if we had known about it, that there was a war in that city, so then she wouldn't be there because of the possibility of being dominant. Maybe she's just imagining, she's drawing her own conclusions, because of wishful thinking. Oh, but she has a meaning, after all, she, if she had been not a fully honest woman, so why did she have to tell us that there was war in that city? I mean, Bezdin wouldn't know. I mean, in those days, there was no such communication that in 1 minute you find out everything that happens in any part of the world. So why should she tell us? So that's Gemara Rabbi. So Tesis says, isn't it the same Shiloh where the Migin? I mean, she had a Migin there. She could have withheld this information that there was a war in the husband's city. So, but she didn't, she told us. So now it's Azika Muhammad. And Muhammad, a woman, is likely to draw her own erroneous conclusion. So isn't it Tovin the Shaila where the Mige is effective in Mokim Chazoke? Here it's also Mige, it's Nege the Chazoke, that a woman in her situation is likely to draw an erroneous conclusion, but it has a Mige. So Teisa says, no, it has no Shailas. Because over there, there is no Chazoke. There's Chazoke. That a woman is, if there is a presumption that Shas Muhammad, a woman, he will unavoidably, Machbas wishful thinking, draw an erroneous conclusion, and if she just saw that the husband was involved in a fight, some melee, she will inescapably and unavoidably draw the conclusion that he was killed. There is no such Chazaki. There we say that there is no Yechoch that what she says is true. Because when a person is interested in a certain event, so he draws wrong conclusions. Every person likes to rationalize. Sincerely, he tries to rationalize. So the Shaila is, so what? What kind of Shaila is Gemara? So then the question arises, how could we apply Mige? Mige is a psychological proof that a person is honest. So if we have been Cheshire, that maybe she will consciously lie, so then Mige is a proof that she is not consciously lying. But we are not Cheshire her, Bishas Muhammad, that she will consciously lie. We only are afraid maybe she will imagine something, sincerely, in good faith. So how can we apply Mige? So the Pshat is true. It's true, we are not Cheshire her, that she will deliberately lie. But every human being is very ingenious, and he is able to resort to all kinds of ingenuity to come to a most logical conclusion, because he is swayed by his emotions. So, but if a person will be 100% honest to himself, there are certain people who are honest. They will not say a deliberate lie, but they are not 100% honest. So because they are not 100% honest, they don't analyze their own conscience. So remember, perhaps Mige could be proof that this woman is 100% honest. That she is so honest that she is critical of her own wishful thinking. So that's the Shaila, but there's nothing to do. So, but there's nothing to do with the Shaila of Mige Makachazot. Umiyukashi, mitnam biyivomis. If you like Shammai, the Bomba Shom or Tech Slishin Yay, Loin Nivalti, Cave Nazi, Aha Slishin, Mivakshin Emanu. So suppose now the Hibn, there's a loch of Hibn by Yvome, so Midrai say, only Hibn Yobiolel. So Besmin tells him to be Miyamher. I mean, no one knows whether he was Miyamher or not. There is no, I mean, that would be a princess to have the actual Hibn in the presence of Eidim. So suppose he married her, Besdin told her to marry the Yivome, so he married her. And with Rabbonon, every Yivom has to be preceded by Maimer. What is Maimer? Maimer is Gdushi Kesef or Gdushi Shtar. So he married her, the Yivome. And then, a week after he married the Yivome, the Yivome says that the Yivome was not Gola. And the Yom says, no, she's lying, that he was Miyabner. Now, it's big enough to me. If he was Miyabner, so she becomes Mataras Nishuk, if the Yom will just give her a get. Because the moment he's Miyabner, so he's like a regular wife to him. So, in order to be Mataras Nishuk, he has to give her a get. But if he wasn't Miyabner, even if he gives her a get, she will not be Mataras Nishuk, then he has to give her chlitz. So the Shaila is, and he says that Boaz is, and he gives her a get, but he refuses to give her chlitza. He doesn't want to give her chlitza. Why should I give her chlitza? He says, just because she is lying. So the question is, are we keeping him to